This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for your emails at wright.todd@yahoo.com. Remember, you can follow me on social media at toddwright2121 on Instagram and on Twitter. If you feel we can be friendly Facebook friends, you can find me there. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Today we'll be talking about something that has outlived its usefulness in sports that we watch on television and now via streaming. Let me first talk about a couple of companies that allow you to enjoy this podcast for free and keep it going. The first one is Bill Curry Ford, First Family of Ford in Tampa Bay. A little over a year ago, I went through the trade one vehicle in for a new vehicle. It was a pre-owned vehicle. Trade in one Ford for another Ford. I had options of other make and models as it related to pre-owned vehicles. I could have also done a new Ford vehicle. It got done with Sean Sullivan. He's the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. And sure, I got in front of him because I have an active relationship with Bill Curry Ford. I speak on their behalf, and Sean plays in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League and writes a $1,000 check to winners of those leagues. But the point is, you can get in front of Sean too and do a deal directly with the general manager. How do you do that? Well, when you reach out to Bill Curry Ford when you're ready to do a deal, to get into a new or pre-owned vehicle, you reach out to Bill Curry Ford and you ask for Grace Thomas and you tell her you're one of my listeners. And Grace will get you time in front of Sean Sullivan, the general manager, because Grace handles Sean's schedule. And that's how this gets done. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa. Remember to ask for Grace Thomas and tell her that I sent you and that you want to talk to Sean Sullivan about getting into a new or pre-owned vehicle. Brandon Legal Group also assist you in listening to my podcast for free. They support my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and I thank them for already renewing through January 1, 2024. I am a non-attorney spokesman with a simple message. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. Full-service can mean many things, including and not limited to post-judgment, family law, divorce. If you'd like to reach out to see if they can help you with a legal need, find out what full service means and you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, call 844-4BLG-4ME for a free consult or click the box to request a free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group. Thanks to Bill Curry Ford. Thanks to you for understanding that they basically cover the bills for me to do this podcast and also for you to listen for free. Again, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. First and most importantly, Merry Christmas. I'm doing this, taping this on Tuesday afternoon. Not sure when you'll hear it. I won't do another one until after Christmas. I will do one between Christmas and New Year's. But Merry Christmas to you. I appreciate each and every one of you who spend whatever time you spend listening to my podcast, whether it's the Todd Wright Toddcast, whether it's the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, whether it's the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, these are all separate podcasts, watching me on Spectrum Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay, listening to me with Drew Garabo Live or the Mike O Show on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay. That's where I make my radio appearances. And what else? Some of you may have found me via VEASAN as I make appearances there to talk fantasy football, golf wagering, Stanley Cup playoff wagering with the wonderful Gil Alexander. I like those guys in Vegas. I like Vegas. However you found me, thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. And I do hope you have a Merry Christmas. Everybody's holiday is different. Everybody's expectations of a holidays are different. I'll share something with you. Those of you who know me know I was raised by my grandparents. They raised me as my legal guardians. Never knew my father. My mother was a failure. And my grandparents took custody of me when I was very young, and I'm a better person for what my grandparents did for me. And they passed away 15, 20 years ago now. I think about them every day, particularly around the holidays. And I'm fortunate that many holidays since they passed, I've had some just really good people in my life since I have no living family to kind of occupy my time around the holidays. Football doesn't hurt. It really doesn't. It fills a major void for me. It keeps me going, but so do some really good friends. So however you do it, you know, I kind of recoil when people say, you know, happy holidays to you and your family. Those are people who don't know me. And I know they don't mean any harm, but yeah, just to stretch it a bit, kind of offended by that. Don't ask about my family if you don't know my deal. You can say Merry Christmas to me. You can say Happy Holidays. You can say Happy New Year. It's fine. But yeah, if you really know me, you know my family is dead. I love my grandparents. I still love my grandparents. I talk to them in my head. I hear them in my head. There are photos of them throughout my home that I look at every day. And they raised me to be a good grandson. And every day I try to maintain, even to this day, being a good grandson to them. But yeah, feel free to wish me Merry Christmas. But if you really know me, don't ask about my family, because they're not around anymore. And I'm fine with that. I was prepared for that because they were older and taught me a lot about mortality, taught me a lot about life. Basically watching my grandmother die in front of my eyes in 2004, and then my grandfather counting on me kind of every step of the way before he passed in 2008. I often say, yeah, I was just kind of a kid up until that point. Professionally, personally, didn't matter. Yeah, I kind of grew up with those two experiences, or as much as I'm ever going to grow up. So there you go. There's my deal. No, I'm good. But yeah, those who know me, you wish me a Merry Christmas, not a Merry Christmas to you and your family. And be careful with that with other people too, because there are others out there like me that don't have living family. And you bringing that up around this time probably doesn't make it any easier. So just know everybody's situation is different. Kind of like early in the pandemic, stay home with your family. Screw you, I'm going out. I crave human contact, and I didn't believe a lot of the bullshit in the first place about quarantining. Yeah, I'm unvaccinated, I'm unboosted, and I'm alive. What do you think? Okay, so here we go. Pre-game shows, halftime shows, post-game shows. And I'm talking, yeah, pro football, I guess you talk college football. I've always watched College Game Day. I watch a little bit of the Fox noon kickoff, big noon kickoff, or whatever they call it. I'll watch more of it now that Felica is going to be more involved with that show next season. I watch Fantasy Football Now on Sunday mornings. I watch Matthew Berry's show on Peacock on Sunday mornings. And is that about it? No, and I'll switch over once all the games are done, or my access to the late games are done, to the NBC show that leads into Sunday Night Football, but more so I don't miss Carrie Underwood. I do like the people on that show, including Matthew Berry, and some others that appear. Always been a fan of Mike Florio, did regular segments with him for many years when I did national radio, etc. But overall, when it comes to these, yeah, we can just sort of stick with NFL on this. I guess it applies to college football. Do the pregame shows, halftime shows, and postgame shows do anything for any of you? I'm sure they do. They don't for me. Other than the ones, you know, I mentioned and I'm casually watching. But when I'm like watching the first half of a game, and Joe Buck, and he did this at Fox, and he's doing it now at ESPN, and he's got a tee up, you know, the blank halftime show. And he throws it to whoever's in studio or whatever, and they throw it back to him. And he says, thank you very much, whoever you are. Look forward to that. He's looking forward to that as much as I am, because I'm not watching it. Now, I'm probably not going away, but I'm going to pause it. I'm going to mute it. I'm not going to be in front of the television, and I'm going to do something else for those 12 or however many minutes with halftime. I think Amazon missed a real chance. Overall, I see what they've done with these Thursday games, especially with Al Michaels. They've basically made them look a lot like the Sunday night games that Al was doing on NBC. So many production elements of the prime broadcasts of the NFL have the look of the NBC Sunday night broadcast. Perhaps you don't catch this because you don't look and appreciate things the way I do, considering how I've spent my life in various capacities in that business. But there's a clear copycat, and there's nothing wrong with it for what Amazon Prime has done, especially with Al Michaels leading the way, considering the look, sound, feel, pace of the Amazon Prime Thursday games to mimic the very successful productions that Al was a part of for years on the Sunday NBC games. And the Sunday NBC games have gone on just fine without Al, and whatever crew members have moved from the Sunday night crew to the Thursday crew, although Terry McCauley works both, and maybe there are other people who work both games for Thursday night for Prime and Sunday for NBC. That may very well be the case. I haven't looked into it because I don't need to waste my time on the crew. But the halftime show. Why do we need a halftime show anymore? The height of the halftime show was Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football with the halftime highlights. And you know why that was a big deal? It was for three reasons. First, Monday Night Football was a new thing. Monday Night Football was a big deal. That was pro football in prime time on a network to a lot of people. So number one, that was a huge deal. Number two was because it was Howard Cosell. And there hasn't been anyone close to doing what Howard did and how he did it in that era. And I don't know that there can be anymore based on the social limitations of our society. And then three was because he did the halftime highlights. In most cases, this was your only chance to see a play or two from another game that was played on Sunday. Because there was no Sunday ticket. There wasn't access to those highlights the way there are now. That was a big deal. And that was, you know, before ESPN came along. You know, and when Chris Berman and Tom Jackson did the primetime show, that was a big deal for a lot of the same reasons. It's not anymore. Every play of every game is out there for you to watch or know what happened pretty much on demand. So I don't know what the function of these halftime shows are anymore. And I'm not just picking on Prime, but they were the latest one that could have changed the game. And instead, their set looks exactly like an NFL Network set, or when CBS goes on the road for the playoffs, or Fox goes on the road for the playoffs. They're ex-players with some traffic cop. It might be male, it might be female, and they offer their thoughts, and they're wrong as much as they're right, and they're not really telling us anything we don't already know. They're doing the best they can, but you know what? It doesn't offer anything, and it doesn't offer really any information we need, and it certainly doesn't offer any entertainment value. unless something goes wrong on the show, right? They yuck it up. They think it's entertaining. It's not. What do I suggest we do instead? Good question. Just eliminate that. Let's start with that. Can we eliminate the halftime show? I have no problem with you just running ads for 12 minutes. I'm going away anyway. You know, if you're Prime and you want to push some new show, could you literally tuck an episode of that show within halftime of your Thursday games? Get creative with it. These former players and coaches with the male or female traffic cop are not doing anything of consequence for us, the viewer, during halftime of these primetime games. A little bit different on the 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock games on CBS or Fox. A little bit different because other action is going on. I get that. But on the primetime games, whether it's Amazon Prime on Thursday, NBC on Sunday, ESPN on Monday, offering us nothing of consequence. I know ESPN's tried to get creative with this, with that taped concert. That didn't work either. But we don't need analysis of the first half. What are we going to see in the second half? Nothing of any hard and fast significance is talked about. There's no reason for me to watch. I don't think there's much reason for you to watch either. Let's start there, getting rid of the halftime shows, and then maybe, you know, stick around for the postgame show. Who sticks around for the postgame show? We're like, thank God the game's over. We're either happy our team won, we're pissed our team lost, for any reasons, fantasy football, betting, just your favorite team, just the length of these games. God, get it over with. Most of the time, we don't stick with the end of the broadcast anyway. We're like, well, that game's over. I don't want to watch any more of this. We go watch something else. We go do something else. Stick around for the post-game show. Here's how primetime football game should end. And the clock hits zero, and that's it. Thanks for joining us. Final score, Cowboys 30. Eagles 28. Join us next week for this versus this. For this person and this person, I'm Todd Wright. So long, everybody. That should be it. Nobody's watching the post-game show, just like they're not watching the halftime show. Think differently, networks, and I think it's got to be Prime that does it first. Do something different at halftime, post-game. Come on. All we care about is the game itself. That's what entertains us. Not your studio or on site. No. We're well past that. Get rid of it. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We'll talk to you next time.